Hello. Welcome to day 8 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Dan. I use he, him pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me right now, you would see that I am a white guy with blue eyes and I'm wearing business casual. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. The United States is facing an access to justice crisis that disproportionately impacts our society's most vulnerable. 2021 Justice Gap Measurement Survey. Today's entry was written by Lakeshore Legal Aid, one of our Equity Challenge community group partner organizations. Learn more about Lakeshore Legal Aid at the bottom of today's email. The civil legal system exists to help people resolve conflicts between each other, while the criminal justice system exists to help the state resolve conflicts with people. The civil legal system is where people address conflict with landlords, get divorced, set up child custody, petition for an expungement, change their name, or resolve a debt claim. These vital issues have the potential to drastically impact everyone's quality of life. The access to justice gap is the difference between the civil legal needs of low-income Americans and the resources available to meet those needs. This gap is filled with barriers such as lack of access to attorneys, intimidating and unwelcoming environments in our courts, and even the knowledge of whether what is happening could be resolved through the legal system. While higher-income households are likely to have access to an attorney, low-income Americans do not get any or enough legal help for 92% of their substantial civil legal problems. The data shows in glaring detail the extent of civil legal needs among low-income households. 3 in 4, or 74%, of low-income households experienced one or more civil legal problems in the past year. 2 in 5, or 39%, experienced 5 or more problems. 1 in 5, or 20%, experienced 10 or more problems. These civil legal problems are significant and impactful to those experiencing them, affecting their finances, mental health, physical health and safety, and relationships. In Michigan, we are working to respond to the access to justice gap in many ways. First, legal aid organizations such as Lakeshore Legal Aid exist to serve low-income people with their legal needs. However, there can never be enough lawyers to fill this gap, so our response cannot be just more lawyers. Michigan Legal Help is a free website full of legal information, and self-help centers across Michigan are staffed with legal navigators to support people accessing legal information. The Michigan Supreme Court also has the Justice for All Commission, which is working to improve the physical environment of courts, change how debt collection works in our state, and even revolutionize the regulations that limit the practice of law to lawyers. These innovations are important because they seek not just to increase access to justice for a few, but to remake the system for true justice for all. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. When, how, and where did you learn about the kind of problems you can take to the civil legal system? How often are you thinking or talking about civil legal needs within your community? What kinds of problems do people in your community need help with that could benefit from access to justice in the civil legal system? How can you help reduce the access to justice gap? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our 4th annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.